Hey, Dropout fans. I'm Andy Mitchell, host of the new podcast, Pop Culture Moms. And each week, my best friend Sabrina and I unravel the mysteries of parenting with some unlikely detectives, fellow moms, celebrity friends, and pop culture experts. From dissecting the tactics of TV and movie moms to exploring the joys and challenges of our real everyday lives, each episode is a deep dive into the secrets of successful and not so successful parenting. I want to play for you a short clip from our episode with Real Housewives star Heather Gay, just one of the episodes from our first season that included guests like Alana Ubach, Melissa Rivers, journalist Suchin Pak, and the incredible women behind Big Little Feelings, among others. If you like what you hear, click the link in our episode description or search Pop Culture Moms to listen to our show.
It makes me cry right now because, you know, I kept saying, like, I'm doing this for my daughters, you know, to give them options, to give them other ways to do it. And you realize, just like in the movie with America Ferrera, like, we're doing it for ourselves. And then that's the reward, is to see them develop and become who they are going to be, the people they're going to be, without context of a pre-assigned role or what a definition of beauty, a definition of success, a definition of identity that they, you know, that was really has been prescribed to a lot of us, you know, as women growing up. But like, for them, they have the independence and freedom to just make their own way. And I love that so much. That's like, so we'll see, I'll see friends now, like, and even like my fellow housewives, like, and I'm just like, hi, Barbie. And it's like, just saying hi, Barbie, to women I love. It feels like that's what we're saying, is like, Barbie can be an astronaut. Barbie can be the president. We have potential that exceeds even our own imaginations.
Did your daughters see Barbie?
Yeah, they saw Barbie. They had full outfits. We like cheered and cried together, and they're wonderful children. Like, I feel so lucky. They say, like, Ashley Instagrammed me yesterday, my oldest, and said, everything I have, I owe to you. And I'm just like, you know, they have a consciousness and awareness of it, because all of their friends are still living the same trajectory life. And we've stepped off that conveyor belt. And by good fortune and housewives and the book and all of these other things, and mostly the business, like, we're able to step off that conveyor belt with success, you know, and celebration and like moving up in the world. But a lot of women with children, to step off that conveyor belt, it doesn't have that same benefit, you know? So I want to make sure that, like, it's not just like the wealth and the money and the fame that has made our lives so fulfilling and great. It's like everything that they have because I just told them that it was okay for them to step off the conveyor belt and to like choose a different way.
I think that's like the best thing, because probably every child at some point struggles with wanting your parents to accept you as you are, right? But it means a lot, I bet, to your daughters that you have gone through a transformation. You have faced judgment. You have found self-acceptance in a community that wasn't very accepting of who you are. Like, I think it's very relatable to them that you, everything maybe that you're going to preach to them is something that you've lived.
Well, it's kind of been freeing as a mom, because I, growing up, thought that moms had to be perfect, you know, like, cry in the shower, don't cry in front of your kids. But I found that, like, the magic of my relationship with my kids has come through that vulnerability. You know, me being an idiot on television, me getting ripped apart on social media, like, it gives them permission to mess up too. And so I think that as moms, we should kind of embrace when we screw up, is like, we're teaching our kids that you can be an incredible person and mother and still totally screw up. That makes it easier for me to parent authentically, because I recognize that there's learning in the vulnerability.
Once again, that was a clip from our podcast, Pop Culture Moms. You can find the full episode and more Pop Culture Moms wherever you listen.